Hello, welcome to the first episode of Walks with a Copywriter. I'm Ollie, I'm a copywriter, and I'm out for a walk. I'm currently in the Cotswolds in the west of England, and I'm on a path that is heavily sort of secluded by relatively tall, wide green trees. Some of them have white little buds all over their branches. Behind me is a gate. In front of me, the walk continues. And as you can probably hear, there are lots of birds around. Some gunshots in the distance from clay pigeon shooting, I imagine, I hope. And I thought it would be a nice day to walk and talk copywriting. And I think for these I'll do a theme each time. And today's theme is perhaps the most important of all, I think. It's the essence of what copywriting is. I'm going to talk about communication. I should have said that my background as a copywriter, I've been copywriting for about 15 years in various capacities. I'm currently a full-time senior copywriter in finance. I write about pensions, mortgages and insurance, but I have written about all sorts of things prior to that, from writing for a record label to large pharmaceutical companies to marketing, all sorts. And so let's talk about communication. The key point here is to always write as simply and as clearly as possible. I can't state that strongly enough. Often you read articles online, particularly in the area of finance, and some of it makes sense, but there are always elements that don't. There are always elements that you feel that the copywriter writing the piece had done their research at a relatively shallow level, didn't fully understand what they were trying to explain, and wrote it anyway, using someone else's or paraphrasing somebody else's language. And the problem is that obviously for the reader, who is not a finance expert, they don't understand. So they understand part of it, but not all of it. And particularly in the area of finance, that can be really costly, both literally, both fiscally, and in terms of, you know, time wasted. So what I like to do is, if I'm writing about something that I really need to research beforehand, because I'm not trained in finance, I don't have a degree in economics or anything like that, I've just sort of picked it up on the job, I tend to read about five or six articles, whatever I can find online, to get the beginnings of an understanding. And the reason why I read so many is because if you read one or even two, you risk limiting yourself to one, to a narrow perspective. And sometimes people will use similar kind of language to explain things, and that language is not always clear. And so you might read one article and come away with the wrong understanding. And so reading a variety of, you know, five, six articles will help you understand the commonalities. You'll see the commonalities between those articles, and you'll be able to make sense of something that's phrased in different ways. Another great idea is actually just to speak to an expert. If you're lucky enough to work with experts, definitely speak to them and ask them to check the whole article once it's written as well. So in the world of pensions, I will speak to a financial advisor. In the world of mortgages, I will speak to a mortgage advisor, and etc. And very often, if you speak to them early enough, you will avoid going down the wrong track or using terminology that isn't clear. Another good tip is to just make sure that your work is proofread by or sense checked by a non-expert. You know, someone that you work with, you know, in your marketing team or something, or a friend or a contact that works outside of the industry. And ask them if they really understand the article that you're writing, if you're writing an article or an email or whatever it is. Lastly, I just run it through a tool like Hemingway. I think it's Hemingway.app, where you can paste in your copy and it will give you a sort of an overall reading grade. I think it's relatively approximate, really, but generally the lower the grade, the better. I would aim for a 4 or below. This just makes sure that there aren't complex words or long, sprawling sentences, paragraphs. And that's another point, really. You know, when you're trying to keep something as clear and simple as possible, you want to be concise and you want to use short sentences, short paragraphs. If you need to break some a concept down into parts, depending on, you know, the topic, you can do so in paragraphs. Don't feel afraid to, you know, have one or two sentences per paragraph and do a line break and start over. Don't be afraid to use headings. Don't be afraid to use H3s. That's quite all right, so long as it does the job. Bullet points are your friend. I think that sometimes we can feel a little unsure about straying from the beaten path. You know, stick to the status quo and you can't really go wrong, you can't be challenged. The problem is that in the world of copywriting, I think the status quo has typically been to write as you would read in a reference book, and that's not helpful to people because that's really dense and difficult to comprehend for many people. And remember that people who are reading content online are very distracted. You know, there's things fighting for their attention constantly, and so when they land on your page, you have literally seconds to capture and retain their attention. So engagement's really important, and to do that you want to be as clear and simple and concise as possible. You know, break down your content, use simple words, use short sentences. This is all really helpful, and this equally goes for emails. You have very little time to, hopefully they open your email. The majority of people won't, but a minority, hopefully a large minority, will. And again, they will usually just scan it to see if it's relevant to them. So short sentences, line breaks, bullet points are really helpful in aiding the scannability of your content. Same goes for marketing, messages, ads. Keep the word count short, keep it precise, keep it direct, use short, simple words. And try to keep concepts and analogies and things simple and relevant. And I would also say that there are instances, for example, with you know, optimizing your writing for search, SEO, where you will be asked to include words or phrases that just don't make sense or don't fit. You know, it's a judgment call, really, how much you want to flex to fit those in. I will do it to an extent, but I won't do it as a matter of, as a hard and fast rule. Sometimes I won't include them because they're just, people, search phrases are often not how people write, they're how people think, kind of. They're kind of broken, it's broken thought. You know, I can't give an example on the spot, but But it's one example where you have to use your judgment and try not to overcomplicate things as much as possible. And so I think I'll leave it there, really. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it was helpful. I haven't thought as far ahead as actually publishing this yet, or how you might send me some feedback. But there might be an email in the show notes or something like that if I post this up and you're listening to it. So look out for that. Please do send me feedback if you can, and perhaps I'll do another one.